Greetings, I'm Pastor Joel. We come to a text that's been called the Holy of Holies, Gethsemane. Listen to Mark 14, starting in verse 32. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter and James and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Mark demarcates the geography of this Mount of Olives scenes like the temple. Jesus leaves the eight disciples to sit at the outer boundary and brings the three near the threshold, where Jesus essentially says, "You cannot come where I'm going." You see, Jesus is going to the holy place where only the most holy man can go to see if forgiveness is available for God's people. The name of this place is Gethsemane, a word which means oil press, where olives were crushed to produce pure oil. We should see Gethsemane not just as a holy place, but a place of crushing for the forgiveness of our sins. A crushing so massive the mighty Son pleads three times for any other alternative. What is this cup that's staggering Jesus? It is the cup of judgment given to the wicked. You find it in Psalm 75, Jeremiah 25, and Isaiah 51. And Jesus looks at the contents of this cup and he pleads, "Father, please do not make me drink it." Do you see what's going on here, my friend? God is a holy God who must deal with all rebellion. We mere mortals have been living in his world, living how we want to live, every day shaking our fist at him again and again, saying, "We will not have you rule over us." Which is why God in his mercy sent his Son to become the one man who loved God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, to live perfectly, and now to feel this cup of God's judgment being pressed into his hand. You see, Jesus is feeling like an olive about to be placed in the oil press, about to be squeezed until all his life juice is drained out. And we see now why Jesus is grieved to the point of death. He's about to enter that dark realm from which no man has returned. Yet, my friend, we must probe deeper if we are to drink fully of the grace of the gospel. Consider for a moment the sweetest fellowship, the greatest intimacy you have ever had or can imagine. That is not even a drop in the bucket of the ocean of love seen here. My friend, the Son loves the Father with an everlasting love, and the Father loves the Son, having looked at him face to face always, never looking away, never not loving, which is why Jesus comes with full confidence of his fatherly goodness, never once having had a request denied him, and his humanity trembling at the thought of becoming unholy before his Father. Jesus cries out, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me." You see, Jesus is not only about to lose the intimacy we've never had. He's about to face worse desolation and isolation than we can even fathom. Do you see why the Son of Man recoils at the cup of judgment due to unholy sinners? Jesus has never been tainted with the sin that the Father abhors. He has never been isolated from his Father, ever. Do you see why Jesus has to beg? He would not be the Holy Son if he does not tremble and plead here. There is nothing in his humanity, nothing that would ever want to drink this cup, to not be able to say, "Dear Father," but rather to be left to cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It would have been so crushing to hear the Father say at this Mount of Olives, "No, my dear Son, there is no other way. You're the only one who can bring salvation to sinners. You must drink the cup down to the dregs." My friend, Jesus' plea and the Father's no tell you you are greatly loved. That God would refuse his beloved Son's request to save us makes me tremble. and want to ask what perhaps should never be asked. Father, is it possible that at this moment you loved a sinner like me more than your own beloved Son? Do you see the glory of the gospel that is beyond our understanding? A crushing took place that changes everything. We long to shine like those consecrated vessels in the temple which displayed God's glory. And there's only one kind of oil that could be used to make them shine. And God has made you his vessel, and he wants you to shine, my friend. So run to the only pure source, the oil press of Gethsemane, and draw your daily supply from him who died for you, a rich well that will never run dry, but sustain you to eternity. So let us thank God for providing this holy oil we need. Remember who you are and who you belong to.